2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, April 1st. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, we have mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees.
Fire affecting the roadway on 33rd South in South Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
The coronavirus outbreak is taking its toll on Utah from a health standpoint and economically. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage with the results of a new poll. Paul?
Maria, we knew that Utahns were concerned about coronavirus, but this pinpoints exactly just how concerned they were.
Third New York City social media influencer
a Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows that 87% of Utahns are either very concerned or somewhat concerned, and nearly three-fourths of people who responded say they have not been able to buy groceries. 44% have either lost jobs or hours. Kearns resident Brianna River says she and her husband were laid off on the same day.
The only way they were able to do it was, you know, telling everybody via Zoom. And so my husband and I were both working and found out at the same time.
Rivers applied for unemployment insurance hours after that happened. She says she's mostly worried about health care because she has a special needs son. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The White House says the effects of COVID-19 on the country may be grim, expecting up to 240,000 deaths before the pandemic is over. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield joined Dave and Dujanovic today, saying things don't necessarily have to get that bad.
We have actually one of the most powerful weapons against this virus right in our own hands, and that's our personal decisions.
In Utah, experts are predicting the virus won't peak until near the end of April. Utah State University has confirmed its first cases of COVID-19. A university employee and a student have tested positive. The school says the employee has not been on campus for the past 2 weeks, and the student lives off campus. Both are isolating at home. Former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt says one of the most important things that we can do right now is keep our society going. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
While many of us are working from home or temporarily laid off, it could feel like our society is falling apart. But Mike Leavitt tells KSL News Radio's Dave and Dujanovic, many in our community still function as they normally do.
We have healthcare workers. We have law enforcement. We have people who need to stock the shelves at grocery stores who need to get to work.
And Leavitt says this is when we all need to pull together while keeping our distance. He says it's our responsibility as a society to protect those who need it the most by sticking to coronavirus restrictions. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The USNS Comfort is now treating patients docked along the shores of New York City. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Brianna DeLanders served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but today she is serving on the Navy medical ship.
Everyone wants to help, and we're a team. At the end of the day, I'm a Marine. I'm on board ship with a bunch of Navy, but it's one team, one fight, and we all work together. And at the end of the day, we got this pulled out very fast. I know the ship was in maintenance for a while, but we pulled it out in about 4 days. So that just is a test to how much teamwork we actually have on board.
The Defense Department video shows how the various military groups are working together to help relieve the load on New York area hospitals. The Grand Canyon National Park has its first case of coronavirus, and now there are calls to close the park. It's a hospitality worker who lived at a dorm and worked at one of the lodges. The federal government would have to approve the closure. The Navajo Nation nearby the East Rim has seen 5 deaths and nearly 150 coronavirus cases. The Granite School District is thanking Chick-fil-A Utah for donating 9,000 sandwiches. The food was given out to students and families picking up lunches at various elementary schools. The Smith's grocery chain announcing today it's giving employees what it calls a hero bonus. All hourly grocery, supply chain, manufacturing, pharmacy and call center associates will be eligible for that bonus and will be applied from March 29th through April 18th. Company says the hero bonus is just one more way that they can continue to convey their thanks and gratitude, not only to their existing associates, but also the more than 1,700 new hires who have joined the team in the past 2 weeks and will soon join the Smith's team. Costco is once again making changes because of the coronavirus. Starting Friday, April 3rd, the stores will allow no more than 2 people to enter per membership card. Company says this is needed to further assist with social distancing inside the warehouses for the protection of both shoppers and their employees. The store will continue to close at 6:30 on weekdays. Be sure to stay tuned to KSL News Radio for coronavirus updates every 30 minutes. And starting at 12:35 this hour, we will have our daily coronavirus call-in show where you get to ask the state's top experts your questions. We will also continue to take the state's daily COVID-19 update live at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Eagle Mountain City currently has a power outage impacting over 11,500 customers. The city says crews are investigating the cause of the outage. And at this point, the estimated time for the lights to be back on is 4:30 this afternoon. Coming up on KSL, new research on the coronavirus shows how it compares to the flu and just how many people can get it and not ever know it. And a look at your noontime drive.
Fire crews have been battling a brush fire right next to the roadway westbound 3300 south at 4th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Get up and go. Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. We're all tired of being stuck in the house, so bring your family for a day-long getaway to Cache Valley. Enjoy dozens of trails in the city. Take a beautiful drive up Logan Canyon National Scenic Byway. The snow is great at Beaver Creek Lodge, where you can still rent snowmobiles and get into the mountains for some serious solitude. Bring a cooler and visit 20 stops on our self-guided foodie trek. You can fill your food storage with things your kids will actually eat. Goldfish crackers and cheese and boxed milk and chocolates and honey. We're kicking off spring April 1st. 1st through the 4th with our annual original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. This time, it's with a twist. Pile everyone in the car for a drive-through version. You'll see all the baby animals, like lambs, goats, piglets, chicks, plus baby bear cubs from Yellowstone Bear World. Tailor-made activities to do in the car and more ideas to take home. Plan now for summer. Visit our calendar for future amazing arts, festivals, and special events. This year, vacation in Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping some of our top stories this hour, Utah State University has now confirmed its first cases of COVID-19. A university employee and a student have both tested positive. Some new research on the coronavirus is helping health officials learn a little more about COVID-19 and how it differs from the flu. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, has more.
We've heard from the beginning how challenging it is to get a good grasp on the numbers because we don't have a good idea of how many people are truly infected. But this was a very important study out of the Chinese data, appeared in the journal Lancet. And what it showed is overall, the mortality rate of COVID-19 appears to be 0.66%. Now compare that to seasonal flu overall, which is 0.1%. The other interesting thing is that in the 20 to 29 year old age group, COVID-19 is 33 times more fatal than seasonal flu. So again, you heard a lot of people comparing it, not even in the same category.
The new research also shows the coronavirus is much more contagious than the flu.
According to this study, they found it to be three times more contagious. The other interesting thing is we seem to see a gender difference, that men and women are equally likely to become infected, but for every age group, men have twice the risk of death of women, and we're not sure why that is.
One other major finding is the large number of people who get the virus but never even show symptoms.
And that is really important. It's thought, based on this study, that 25% of people infected with coronavirus can have no symptoms at all, and that people who are infected can spread the virus 48 hours before they develop symptoms. That is part of the reason why you see the CDC reevaluating the need or the possibility for the general public to wear those surgical masks so that they can prevent spreading it to others. It's not for their protection. It's because of this asymptomatic transmission. Important data in this study. Finally, we're getting some more numbers.
Excuse me. That is ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton. KSL News Time 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Fire crews have pulled away. All lanes are now open from the earlier brush fire right by the roadway, westbound 33rd South at 4th West. That's just west of I-15. Traffic moving through the area once again. We are looking at a very good drive on your Salt Lake County freeways. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
It's sunny clouds. We're up to 56. A little cooler today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy. Cooler than yesterday, 49 degrees right now. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, going to the grocery store, boy, it has changed a lot, hasn't it? What precautions should we be taking, though, when we go to the grocery store to keep ourselves safe? We're going to go in-depth on that subject at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed, and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local, trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rocking Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Orem, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Segal Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. These fantastic family items and more are on sale now at Segal Book and SegalBook.com.
With home values increasing, you may want to take cash out for home improvements, pay off debt, or refinance to remove your mortgage insurance. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner at City Creek Mortgage since 1998. If this is you, visit our website and see what your rate and new payment will be. I will make this as easy as I can and save you as much money as possible. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855, 79053, Equal Housing Lender.
And if you see a problem out there on the roads or you see news, make sure you text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. We always love hearing from you. Make sure you text us safely. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The White House announced that the effects of COVID-19 on the country may be grim, but experts are saying that we have more control over the outcome than we may think. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, USU has their first cases of COVID-19. A student and a school employee tested positive, and they are now being isolated. Third is a look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
A new crash, possible injuries in West Jordan, southbound Mountain View Corridor. This is going to be 7800 South at 60th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds, temperatures right around 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And our temperature, 52 degrees and a bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, with cases spiking and reports of hospitals already becoming overwhelmed with COVID patients, Governor Ron DeSantis issuing a statewide stay-at-home order. Up until now, DeSantis had only implemented partial measures. Other states, meantime, are still holding out.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says they've shut down dine-in restaurants, closed schools, stopped non-essential surgeries, and suspended churches. But she doesn't see at this point the need to order people to stay at home.
I can't lock everybody in their home. We have to make sure that we're, you know, we have to make sure the supply chain is up and going. We have an essential workforce that has to be available. And so people also have to be responsible for themselves.
At least 42 states and Washington, D.C. have announced some kind of restrictive order about movement. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
New York remains the epicenter of the outbreak for the nation. 83,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 2,000 people have died in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that spike in deaths primarily with those who needed to be put on a ventilator.
That is people who have been on ventilators for a period of time. If you go on a ventilator, there's roughly only a 20% chance that you will come off the ventilator. The longer you're on the ventilator, the lower the chance you come off.
New York and states competing on the world open market for ventilators, including with Israel's National Intelligence Agency.
Israel's spy agency, the Mossad, says it's playing a leading role in its country's fight to defeat the coronavirus. Granting a rare television interview, senior Mossad agents say they've carried out complex operations to bring home surgical masks, testing kits, respiratory masks, and ventilators, all during worldwide shortages. The agents described a high-stakes black market where charlatans abound, cargo disappears, and prices soar five times above market.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Going to the grocery store is an essential part of all of our lives, but what precautions should we be taking to keep ourselves safe? We get more now from ABC's Becky Worley.
The internet provides a fair bit of grocery handling advice, from throw everything in the bathtub with soap to putting aluminum foil on your grocery cart handle. To cut through all the info, we asked an infectious disease expert to tell us how she shops.
I think it's a hard and a scary time to go grocery shopping.
Dr. Angela Rasmussen works at Columbia University and studies the transmission of diseases like COVID-19. Her first point?
People should consider going to the grocery store a little less than they normally do, only as often as they need to. In my household, we've tried to minimize our grocery store trips to once a week, if less.
So what does she do? She picks a time when she thinks the store won't be crowded. For her, that's Sunday morning. Then once there, she wipes down her cart and brings hand sanitizer. Dr. Rasmussen says she is careful not to touch too many items in the store, but it's the interaction with people in the aisles that she worries about the most. And checkout.
I try to go through self-checkout, so to minimize my interactions with cashiers and also minimize their risk.
Recent guidance from the CDC says the virus can live on cardboard for 24 hours and plastic and metal for 72 hours. But our expert says this is primarily a disease caught by respiratory droplets spread by coughing and sneezing, less likely from germs on substances. The WHO says in previous coronavirus outbreaks like MERS and SARS, there was no transmission through food. Plus, the CDC says there's likely very low risk of transmission through the food you eat. Dr. Rasmussen adds she's not concerned with some of the handled items in the grocery store.
I have gone to deli counters. I have gotten fresh meat and fresh fish. Deli counters, in general, I think are probably pretty low-risk situations.
But keeping your hands away from your face during the shopping trip is a focus for her. And when she gets home, she says she washes her hands, but she doesn't wipe down her groceries.
Why doesn't she wipe down her groceries? Because she washes her hands a lot.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America, Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of a crash with injuries, Mountain View Corridor. This is 7800 South in West Jordan. Westbound lanes are blocked. Traffic is being diverted to the southbound direction. And a southbound right lane is also closed to traffic, as well as an eastbound left lane. So multiple directions of traffic affected at that intersection, Mountain View Corridor at 7800 South. Valley Freeway traffic still in really good shape, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. This Easter draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Experience Handel's Messiah Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Visit tabchoir.org/messiah for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's sun and clouds, 56 the high today. Rain and snow tonight, and then snow showers possible tomorrow, especially in the morning. It'll be cooler. Highs tomorrow only 45. We're up to 52 with sunshine on Friday, and then more clouds Saturday up to 59. Some showers that afternoon. Sunday, more rain at 61, and then more rain showers for Monday. High of 57. Even cooler with more showers Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a bit of sunshine and 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. It's a rough day for the markets. The Dow down by more than 800 points. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
What's calling you? At Weber State University, you'll find opportunities and support to pursue paths that spark your passion. From arts to aerospace to serving others, they've got you, and you won't make the climb alone. You'll find people to help you succeed. Weber State University is your opportunity to meet and change the world. It could be your next step after religious or military service. Flexible programs and stackable credentials keep you moving ever upward without losing credits or time, which means you can do what works for you. Start with your certificate or associate's degree. Travel or move right into your bachelor's program. You can come back for your master's or go for the summit and earn your doctorate in nursing practice. With Weber State's low tuition and generous financial aid, the climb is even easier, and a quality education is within your reach. Can't wait to get started? Summer registration is open today. Visit weber.edu/pursuit. Weber State University. Your pursuit starts here.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
KSL News Time 1225. Watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A survey of small businesses around the country finds 87% are hurting because of the pandemic. But the Wallet Hub survey also found 79% of business owners think that minimizing the spread of COVID-19 is more important than reopening the economy. KSL drives. Kia says its auto plant in Slovakia will resume production on April 6th. Company says employees will come back to work under strict preventative measures. The plant employs 3,800 people. The current pandemic has changed the way Americans shop because of necessity. Adobe Analytics says the number of people who buy online then pick up items curbside at the store has grown 97% from last year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, boy, it is a rough one for the markets. The Dow is down by 809 points, sitting at 21,109. That is a decrease of about 4%. S&P 500 off by 102 points. The NASDAQ off by 289 points. While residents of a town in North Wales continue to practice social distancing, some animals have decided to fill the void. A man has been posting video clips of a herd of mountain goats that have gathered in this town. Now, the images were taken, they were captured by Andrew Stewart, a video producer for the Manchester Evening News. The shots of the goats frolicking on the deserted streets have racked up hundreds of thousands of views on Stewart's Twitter feed. We have the coronavirus call-in show, your chance to ask the experts your questions, coming up in just 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan, the host, and Jeff, what's coming up on the show today?
Well, when you need answers, Maria, you go to the top. So get ready with your questions. Our guest is the head of the Utah State Coronavirus Task Force. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox will join us to answer your questions about stay safe, stay home, about state aid for your family, or anything else related to the fight against the virus. I'm going to suggest that you call now. It's first come, first serve at 801-575-TALK. That's 801-575-8255. Coronavirus call-in is less than 10 minutes away, Maria.
All right. Call now, 801-575-8255.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor, Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Traffic and weather together is sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. And here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency crews are still on the scene of this crash with injuries. Mountain View Corridor, 7800 South. It's been affecting southbound, westbound, and eastbound directions at that intersection. We are starting to see some delays stacking up. So it might be a spot you just want to avoid altogether and use an alternate route. You're still looking at a very nice drive on all the Valley freeways. UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today, uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
A little cooler today, partly cloudy, 56. We'll get more clouds this afternoon. Rain and even snow showers tonight, and then more snow showers in the works tomorrow morning. No accumulation expected, but it'll be cooler, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 52 degrees. KSL's top local story this hour. Former Utah Governor and Director of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, says we are all responsible to create a fire break to stop the spread of COVID-19. That's why he says social distancing is so important.
What we can't do is assume that because we haven't been tested and we're not holding symptoms that somehow we're excused from any of the responsibility that we have as citizens of a community to protect each other.
Leavitt says South Korea is successful in setting up barriers to the virus, in part because they are very good at tracking and tracing the path of the infection. Utah's peak of infections is expected to take place toward the end of the month. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. An army of healthcare workers is headed to New York City answering the call to help reinforce hospitals overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. Officials say at least 78,000 people have volunteered for the state's reserve medical force. Here's something to help lighten the mood among the pandemic. NBA players Kevin Durant, Trae Young will lead a 16-player field of NBA players in an online NBA 2K20 tournament airing on ESPN and ESPN2. Now, play begins Friday, and the winner of the week-long competition will receive a $100,000 donation to a coronavirus-related relief effort of their choice. The championship is set for April 11th. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a rough one for the markets. The Dow down by 849 points, sitting at 21,068. S&P 500 down by 109, and the NASDAQ down by 308 points. Those are all down by about 4%.